Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. And this week, our Loud and Local Band of the Week is Slumberbox. It's our Loud and Local Band of the Week, Slumberbox. You want more info? Find out where they're playing, how you can get their music. Just go to the BJ and Migs page of KISW.com.
Loving these guys, loving the sound. Right now, they're not playing any shows, but hopefully very soon, just keep listening to KSW and Loud and Local to find out more information about Slumberbox.
And don't forget, man, every Sunday night, two solid hours of all local music. Great bands from the Pacific Northwest. The show's called Loud and Local, Sundays at 10 o'clock. Great bands you'll get to hear, like Slumberbox. Friday, everybody. Now, see, yesterday you guys were like, I don't know, I don't like a Blue Thursday, I like a Blue Friday, but what's better than a Friday after a Hawks win going into a weekend? This is the greatest Friday.
You do get to revel in the victory.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
Yeah.
But it also feels like Saturday today.
Yeah.
It feels like we're at work on a Saturday.
You know, Danny, I don't know what world you live in, but
I'm just
happy. No, this is not how it feels like. This is a happy day. It's a happy day.
Yeah,
but it's still Friday, so you guys still got to go to work. We still got to do business, and we still got to play this darn game.
Wow, you guys really, man.
Feels like a Friday to me.
Yeah.
Hey, Steve, wow. Is it your Friday?
It's my Friday because it's everybody's Friday, Rev. No, today's my Monday.
I love how mad you get about that.
I don't know what to say anymore. Why am I the only one happy today?
I'm happy.
Are you happy?
I'm pumped.
Well, the Seahawks won. It was a great game.
I agree with you, buddy.
Yeah. Went into the weekend.
I knew it was a great game because about 8:30 when the game ended, there was a giant explosion in Tacoma, and everyone's wondering what it was. And I was like, oh, yeah, the Seahawks just won.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad you were there representing, though.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Representing, yelling, go Seahawks while I was playing Fallout. So.
Yeah.
Let's get to our contestant today. We got Chris and Bonnie Lake. Chris, are you there, sir?
Oh, yeah.
Nice. What's he playing for today, Steve?
Ravi's playing for tickets to check out Cage Sport MMA at the Emerald Queen Casino on Saturday, December 15th. Go to KISW.com for all the details. If you want tickets, they're available now at Ticketmaster.com.
All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Chris will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Chris, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yep.
Known as aubergine in France and Germany, what purple fruit is sometimes used as a meat substitute in vegan and vegetarian cuisines?
Eggplant.
Yes. The movie Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them came out in what year?
2015.
No.
2016.
Yes. Yeah, who played Rusty in the 80s movie Mask?
Pass.
What is the largest city in Hawaii?
Oahu.
No.
Pass.
Who plays Stephanie Tanner in the sitcom Full House?
Pass.
50 Cent had the 2003 hit song Into What?
Can you repeat the question?
50 Cent had a 2003 hit song Into What?
You?
No.
Darkness?
No.
Pass.
Who wrote A Christmas Carol?
Oh, I'm blanking.
Oh, no.
Pass.
Gaston is a fictional character from what Disney movie?
Who is that?
Gaston is a fictional character from what Disney movie?
No clue.
Wow. Well, Chris, happy Friday. You dropped a deuce.
Wow.
Started really well.
Yeah. There's a wide range of things in the world that he doesn't know about.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Because these questions were all over the place.
Yeah.
And, he knew a couple things.
His ignorance is well-rounded.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Way to look on the bright side of life, yes. There, Chris. And, we'll see what happens. Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
Known as aubergine in France and Germany, what purple fruit is sometimes used as a meat substitute in vegan and vegetarian cuisines?
Oh, my gosh. What? Known as aubergine.
It's a fruit?
Mm-hmm.
Soy.
No.
Mushrooms.
No.
Oranges.
No.
Why am I thinking?
The movie Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them came out in what year?
2018.
No.
2016.
Yes. Who played Rusty in the 80s movie Mask?
Eric Stoltz.
No.
Jim Carrey.
No.
Cher.
Yes. What is the largest city in Hawaii?
Largest city. Oh, Honolulu.
Yes. Who played Stephanie Tanner in the sitcom Full House?
Jodie Sweetin.
Yes. 50 Cent had the 2003 hit song Into What?
Club.
Yes. Yeah. Who wrote A Christmas Carol?
Charles Dickens.
Yes.
Yeah.
Gaston is a fictional character from what Disney movie?
The Lion King?
No.
No.
Aladdin?
No.
No.
Princess Bride?
No. What four-letter word is used for a male deer?
Doe.
No.
Buck.
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You win. Yeah. 7-2.
By a lot.
Oh.
Yeah. All right. Well, peace out, brother. You're gone. Yeah.
You're gone. Thanks for playing, Chris.
Yeah.
Chris gone. He got the first two right, so yeah. He did know Fantastic Beasts.
Yes, he did.
And then he knew that the aubergine is the eggplant. I said, what purple fruit?
Yeah, I should have heard that.
You should have heard that, but you didn't.
Well, I don't think of eggplant as a fruit, but it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it says eggplant, and so you think, oh, okay, but...
And some people call eggplants aubergines anyway, so...
Not me. I didn't know what the hell that aubergine was until today.
It's a color.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Nice. I don't know. I read the question.
Okay. Well, you know what? You are the Alex Trebek of life right here, buddy.
Oh, thank you. I'll take that as a compliment.
Yeah, it's not a compliment.
Oh, darn it. Yeah. Vicky, go ahead and let us know who Gaston, where Gaston is from.
Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah. Beauty and the Beast. He was the main bad guy. Who's the bro?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically, he was the dude bro of the whole thing.
Fights like
this. No singing. No singing.
Okay, just let it go, Vicky, would you?
Okay.
So he says, wrong movie. 50 Cent, not 50 Cent.
It's 50 Cent.
There's this creepy ass Steve is definitely going to get the Stephanie Tanner question right.
Yeah, that's a fact. You did right away.
Sure did. Tip of his tongue right there.
Congratulations, Steve. You won with 7 correct.
That's right, man. Caller 7. Guess what you're doing? You're checking out Cage Sport MMA at the Emerald Queen Casino. Caller number 7, 206-421-ROCK. Caller number 7. All right, so here's a question for you. What in the world is a ham slap? And why is it someone's Thanksgiving Day tradition? I'm going to tell you at 7:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Last night on The Tonight Show, Jimmy Fallon read a bunch of Turkey Day tradition tweets from his viewers.
Turkey Day tradition stories from you guys. Here we go. This first one is from at Lucky Lizzie. She says, my mom makes us get up at 4 a.m. to dance with the raw turkey, holding it by its wings and legs, because it tenderizes the turkey before it goes in the oven. 33 years now, just dancing with the turkey. There you go, yeah. This one's from at the Sophia Show. She says, my dad, brother, and grandpa always fight over the turkey neck. To settle it, my grandma throws it over her head backwards and has him try to catch it like a bridal bouquet. This one's from Meggie Monster. She says, my family has a tradition called ham slap, where you take a piece of ham and slap an unsuspecting family member in the face with it while yelling, you just got ham slapped.
Yeah.
This one's from at My Joe Wilson. She says, every time someone gets nostalgic and says, do you remember? My twin brother and I meet in the kitchen and secretly do a shot. It makes hearing the same old stories way more fun. This one's from at Girl Gets Fit 89. She says, one year my cousin brought his vegetarian girlfriend and she made us give the turkey a name and have a moment of silence before eating it. Eugene was delicious.
There you have it. Those are tonight's show. Hashtag. It is amazing that, you know, if I were, I was a vegetarian for 30 years, and if I went to somebody's house, man, I try to be as chill as possible.
Right, right. Don't argue over the wishbone or the turkey leg or whatever it may be.
Just let people eat what they want to eat. And
but I'm down for a ham slap.
Oh, you want a ham slap?
Yes.
Do it, buddy.
No, it would get ugly on my family, especially in my families.
Oh yeah,
my dad and my brother.
We know what your dad did to Santa Claus. We don't need a ham
slap. Beat the crap out of Santa.
Yeah, we don't need that in the mix.
They'll just be turkey slapping us.
Yeah, that's. I have to say those are some interesting traditions.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
And so the turkey tradition, Turkey Day tradition tweets, that's what Jimmy was talking about last night on the show. Now, based on this, and it doesn't just have to be for Thanksgiving, we want to know, what is your strange family tradition? 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. What is the weird thing that you guys do? It's a strange family tradition. Could be for any holiday, any occasion. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Your calls, your texts after Soundgarden on The Rock.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Last night on The Tonight Show, Jimmy Fallon was reading a bunch of Turkey Day tradition tweets. Based on this, and it doesn't have to be just for Thanksgiving, what is your strange Thanksgiving tradition? 206-421-ROCK. You can also text us at 77999.
Look at one text. I like this one. Leave the phones in a basket at the door. Absolutely no phones at family gatherings.
Ooh.
Sucks if you have to take a crap without your phone there.
Yeah, right?
I feel like they should give you permission. You should get like 5 minutes with your phone.
That's a relatively new thing that people have had to do as well, you know, ever since the smartphones came around. So I got to be thinking that's no older than like 7 years old.
Mine's not even like my family really didn't do anything kind of crazy that I could think of. I mean, the weirdest thing was, it makes sense. They didn't let any of the kids play video games. Mm. You know, you couldn't bring any video game consoles or we didn't have Game Boys, but we had like that old football Tecmo, looking handheld device.
That's the old smartphone, really, when you think about it.
Right. All that stuff, none of that was allowed. Like my uncle had ColecoVision and Intellivision or whatever. Coleco and Intellivision.
Oh, ColecoVision was awesome.
Yeah. I wish I would have known. He wouldn't let us play it.
Oh, damn. Like, look, I got the Atari and I got the Intellivision. And then the next step up, all the cool people had the ColecoVision. And I was like, oh, man.
But you know what pissed me off is as I got older and it meant less to play the video games. And I actually did enjoy family time and talking with people and watching football, whatever holiday it was. They got more lenient with that kind of stuff. So then all of a sudden, like, the younger cousins are showing up with their own little TVs and video game systems. And they're setting
okay.
it up. Oh, yeah. No problem. It's like with age, people just get less strict.
That's so true.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. They say if you are like, you know, if you're in a large family, you want to be the baby of that large family because the parents just have zero blanks given, man. They don't care by the time they get to kid number 4 or 5.
I like this one. Every year, my fiance and I go to Din Tai Fung in the U Village for Thanksgiving before we go to our family's houses.
Nice. Oh, do you know why they do that? Because they're DTF.
DTF, yes.
That's right.
Thank you. And I love Din Tai Fung, but I'm never full after eating there.
Really?
Oh, well, it's also because my wife won't let me order 2 meals.
Oh.
10 dumplings do not fill me up, man.
They don't?
No.
Really?
Oh, wow.
I'm surprised.
Those are little dumplings, man. There's like 10 bites. It's like 10 chicken nuggets. That fill you up? No.
About the expansion. So yeah, I see you don't wait for the expansion. I do. It's just like rice. Because, I mean, those dumplings, I would think, expand a little bit if you...
No.
They don't, huh?
No. Why would they expand?
Because of the pasta or whatever the hell they're made out of.
No, that's how that works.
It doesn't work that way.
I don't know.
The dumplings are very thin and tiny.
Oh, I was going to say, if it was pasta, it expands when you cook it.
Oh, don't tell me that then, because I have my mind tricked that I can't have too
much. Well, it is starchy, you know, it is, you know, carbs, so you were going to feel a little fuller, BJ.
Yeah.
How about this one? It's not too strange, but we have homemade pizza every Christmas instead of ham or turkey. Your friendly neighborhood framer from Dustin.
I love homemade pizza. That's a good tradition. I dig that.
I like this one. My family has this neat tradition where you get drunk and end up fighting until the cops get called. Can't wait. Hashtag turkey fight 2018.
You know, seriously, look, when I was growing up, the 70s and the 80s and like that, yeah, people fought a lot, especially from the New England area. You know, the Irish-Italian households, when they blended those families, man, there was just fighting. It seemed like everybody's father or son or somebody was getting knocked out. But, wow, knocked out?
Oh, yeah, dude. It was. I mean, you know, I knew multiple families where they go, well, yeah, the cops had to come, but it's 2018. I just don't think that's the way to be anymore.
The holidays were literally the only time where it was like a truce. There was like a peace between everybody. Nobody yelled at anybody, and like there were no fights, no cops called. Other times of the year, it was no holds barred, but during that time, we were kind of safe.
Isn't that interesting? Yeah, it seemed like at least a lot of my places where I grew up, that was the place where you did. Nobody would ever get together, and then you got together, and it was the battlefield.
Mine was always like, when is my brother going to have a meltdown? That was always when he was younger. Now, as an adult, he's not that guy. He's definitely, his temper is a million times. It's like a complete turnaround. But when he was younger, he had the worst temper. And somebody in our family will say something that just get under his skin. And 14, 15-year-old version of my brother was like a freaking Tasmanian devil, just wreaking havoc. And it was so much fun when it wasn't directed at me.
Can we take a quick aside, by the way, and just say another great success of the military? Because your brother has become an exemplary.
He's the best.
Yeah, and he's, you know, he's an exemplary Navy man. And the military does such a great job for a lot of dudes that just need the right kind of mentoring, you know, and by the right kind of people. And, you know, people forget that. The military can be a really cool thing for a lot of guys. And girls, for that matter.
I know your daughter's in the room.
Okay, then. What do we got?
The complete opposite from them doing things right by the military.
Right? As far as we know. I have no idea what her interaction is with
your daughter in the military. That'd be funny.
Oh, hey. Oh, I would be terrible. I'd probably talk back way too much.
Oh, God, yeah.
I don't even know. It'd be so scary. I'd be like, okay, I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm more scared that if we were like living in Bremerton or something like that, she'd be just getting sticks of gum from all the military folks.
Oh. Hey, I've been with a few military men.
That's not what I wanted to hear. Thanks.
I mean, before Johnny Rubbers, of course.
Right.
Yeah.
Damn. That's not what they mean, you know, in service of the troops, Sarah. That's
but
not
that's
what they
mean when they say, do it for our country.
Yeah.
That's
exactly. True. I did it, and I did it good.
Jesus.
A tradition, actually, Dad, we do every year Christmas Eve together. We we used to watch the Clay animated movies.
Like Rudolph.
Clay ones. But then, I don't know, one year we were like, screw this, and now we watch Bad Santa.
Yes.
Every Christmas Eve. Bad Santa or Bad Santa 2.
Yeah. What did we watch last year? Are we on Bad Santa or Bad Santa 2 this year?
We watched Bad Santa 2 last year.
All right, so we go back to Bad Santa 1 again.
We got to go back to the first one.
Why not watch them both?
We usually don't have time to do both. That's the problem.
Santa's coming. We got to get to bed.
Yeah. Well, Bad Santa 2, I mean, you can kind of have that on in the background. It's okay.
Oh, I like Bad Santa 2.
I'm not saying it's bad, but Bad Santa 1, if you have to pick between 1 or 2, you go on 1 all the time.
Well, yeah, it's tough to beat the original, but I have to say, man, there were some great moments in Bad Santa 2 as well. Especially the all-grown-up kid. The kid all-grown-up still being the same.
Yeah. He's exactly the same, just taller.
I mean, he's Rev. He's ridiculous. I look at this kid and
shut
go,
up, I knew that was coming.
It's bad Rev, too.
Well, yeah, now that I've seen your picture with no facial hair, that is kind of you.
Oh, he looks like that
kid. Shut up.
Oh. Yikes.
What's that kid's name in the movie? I got to start
Thurman Merman.
Yeah.
I know.
I love Thurman Redman. I love Redman Thurman. It's so awesome.
I love Rev. Didn't even have to think about it.
Yeah, he knows. He's never been called that before.
I'm
glad Chris in the text realized what I said. Do it for our country. Nice Grease 2 reference. Thank you.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. A nice Grease 2 reference should never be uttered by anybody anywhere.
I agree.
God bless you. There's another knuckle brain out there that watched that movie.
Well, this person says they go bowling after Thanksgiving dinner.
Nice.
They're going to bowl tonight.
Oh, God. Wow. I can't
Two in
it.
One segment?
Thank you.
It's impressive.
I like
going
that.
Home now.
You should.
I like that because I used to want to watch like something on Thanksgiving, like on Christmas Eve with somebody and everything. And then everybody did them. But Sarah and I ended up just, okay, well, we'll be the video people. And so it's been a tradition that's gone on since, God, you were a toddler.
Yeah.
I've always watched something with you on Christmas Eve.
I love it.
Yeah.
Mine's so basic. I just want to watch football on Thanksgiving.
I remember one year of the no one had the football game on.
That's so weird.
Nobody but there was one time where they were like everyone was so busy doing family things and no one had the game on. I finally just said, "Like, are we going to watch the game or what?" And everyone's like, "What game?" I'm like, "Football."
Oh, yeah. You mean it wasn't just on?
No.
Oh, that's so weird. You feel like that is a tradition. It's always on in somebody's house.
Yeah, our family tradition with that sort of thing was watching the endless NCIS episodes on, like, USA.
Oh,
it's the only time I ever watched them, and you would get, like, 12 hours of it.
We, on Thanksgiving, because we one time took the kids, we were just new in Rochester, New York, and my wife had made some friends with people, so we went to their house, and we ended up being really good friends with these folks, but Sarah was, we were vegetarians. Sarah was a militant toddler vegetarian. Joey was just, you know, like, I hate everything that isn't what I want to do. And, of course, they're all adults. They were the only kids at the house. And this house was an old person's house, so they didn't have any modern amenities, and the kids were miserable.
They would put us in a room with just the dog, and a black and white TV, and movies that we had no idea, like old movies. And they were like, here, just have fun with
like
this.
March of the Wooden Soldiers or something like
yeah,
that.
Something stupid that we didn't like. And so I've been scarred. I really don't like Thanksgiving. And then I was a strict vegetarian, born and raised, so I would just bitch everybody else out for eating turkey. And I'd be like, you all are terrible people.
No wonder why they put you in a room with a black and white TV.
I'd be like, this is the worst holiday ever. There's just a bird on the table. See, I'm still like that kind of.
I don't, you know, my wife, and I love my wife, but my wife is such a friggin' hippie. Let's go and everybody will have a good time. And I would explain to her, honey, what kind of a good time are the kids are going to have? And plus, they're vegetarian, they're going to see a big ass turkey eat, and you've been educating their entire life that it's bad. And my wife's like, oh, it'll be fine. And of course, Sarah, I'm like, I know Sarah's got a big mouth. That ain't going to be fine.
Mm-hmm.
And Sarah's bitching out our hosts. Oh. And, but again, but because she's like five, or nobody could say anything
to her.
It was
cute bitching out.
Yeah, they're like, well, this little five-year-old.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah, oh, she, and I'm looking at my wife going, you're the cause of all this because of your stupid hippiness. And then we had a fight.
So nobody's like, tell him to kick this five-year-old out or something?
No, because they're like, what do you say to a five-year-old? You
just
know,
put me outside.
Yeah,
just leave me on the streets.
And then Joe would never say anything till after. Then when we get in the car, Joe would be like, now it's time for my rant about why you people all suck. And we'd have to listen to Joe. And I'd be like, I hate this everything. It's all because my wife's like, I'm going to have a hippie time.
I see your son's in the room. I'm curious, though, what he views as a big family tradition.
It's probably something I screwed up and why I'm a jerk.
Or is it the family tradition where dad gives you a bunch of money to go to Vegas?
That's a great tradition. I got no complaints there.
Yeah,
that's a good one. No, we have a really weird Christmas tradition in which when we give gifts to each other, we write like clues to what the gift is. As like, you know, it'd be like to my dad, the superhero from Joe, the Caped Crusader or something.
Oh,
right. To be like,
so
oh,
not
it's
so subtle.
Yeah, right. So it's a Batman DVD. Except the problem was once we started giving people lists and like we knew what we wanted, my parents started getting pretty creative with their clues. So they'll just be out there. They'll be like, to a geometric shape from space. And I'll be like, what in God's name is this? I'll be holding up
balls.
Like, yeah, exactly. Well, no. It'll be like, oh, it's a pair of shoes.
Oh.
Well, you know, when your kids get older, like the wonder of a child, you know, opening up a present because they go, oh my God, it's, when they're toddlers, it's amazing. And Danny, you know this with Lily. When she gets older and more savvy, we're like, how do we make Christmas special? Because we know what they want. They know what they're going to get. So that's where I was like, I'm just going to start throwing clues on there just to be funny. And then the kids, it brought wonder back into it because the kids were like, what the hell is this all about? And I go, can you guess what it is? Hey, you think you know it. Maybe you don't know what it is. And it ended up being a cool thing that we do.
See, Steve, it didn't work out, though. Because one year I really wanted this video game. And they put the clue for the video game on there.
You douche.
And I'm like, yes, this is amazing. And I open it, and it's a god dang panini press. And my mom just looks at you and goes,
I would love a panini press.
You love making sandwiches for us, don't you?
Yeah, I think that might have been your mother's idea to put that video game clue. And I'm like, honey.
Do you remember what the clue was and what video game it was?
Oh,
like,
man.
I'm trying to figure out what the connection between a panini and the video game would be.
My wife, don't play charades with her. I don't know what the hell line of thinking. Her stream of consciousness is in another galaxy.
Okay.
Yeah, I look at her and go, what the hell connection? How did that get there?
It had to be like Grand Theft Auto or something.
Yeah, it was, yeah. I remember that. I'm like, honey, you can't tease him. He wants that game. And I don't know why we
couldn't get it for you. And it's like, but my wife's like, oh no, he'll love it.
Yeah, I feel like a panini press is probably around the same price as the video game.
I don't know what the hell she's thinking. I really don't know.
I did make some sweet grilled cheese sandwiches to ease my pain because I sat there in front of a blank screen.
Do you still have that press?
I do, actually.
Hey, Joe, how didn't you bring us some grilled cheese sandwiches?
Yeah, good luck with that.
It's a great idea.
Just bring the panini press.
Make them here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? You want me to bring the panini press?
Yes.
You guys are going to supply the bread and cheese?
Come on, you've been denying us mac and cheese. You tease.
Nah.
Well, now he's not even lying to us. He's just straight up saying no.
Guys, why do you think this is a surprise? I've lived with this dude. I knew you were getting nothing. Let me tell you right now. I know exactly what to get from Joe, and it's nothing. Yeah. Congratulations, everybody. Hey, you guys remember that couple that raised $400,000 for a homeless guy who helped them get gas?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember when you felt really good about it and felt good about people? And then, of course, we find out it was all a scam. You know, between my son and these people, I'm hating humanity. We'll tell you about it at 7:47.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. I have lots of tickets that I haven't paid. Can those be discharged through a bankruptcy?
Yes, there are some limits on what we can do with tickets. Tickets cannot be discharged in a full bankruptcy. In a Chapter 7 case, that won't help you get your license back. But in Chapter 13 reorganization, tickets are dischargeable. Most types of tickets are dischargeable. So you would have to pay back some of the tickets in a Chapter 13 case, but the vast majority of them could be discharged if you complete the plan. And again, you would get your license back right away when you filed the Chapter 13 case, as long as the only reason you don't have your license is because of failure to pay your tickets. But if the Chapter 13 process will help you get your license back and repay a small portion of your tickets in most cases and get your license reinstated almost immediately.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at choosetherightchapter.com.